are Joana Cabrera, Luisa Franco, and Marlene Machado. And our project is about the reasons why English students of the School of Education at the University of Carabobo drop out English practice 1, 2, 3, and 4, and phonology 1 and 2. This problem caught our attention because it has become very common in the English specialization. According to what we have observed, some of the students tend to drop out subjects mentioned before because these ones are the basis of our major. And for this reason, they represent a high level of demanding. This means that English students must spend a plenty of time studying, but some of them work, have children, have other problems that do not let them focus on their studies properly, so they end up dropping out.
Well, we apply a survey to some of the students who have dropped out. We made open questions, which let them express themselves freely. The results showed different viewpoints, but the most important thing was that these students were very cooperative and also recognized their failures. They were very honest, so they know now their strengths and weaknesses. One of the questions was if they could go back to time, what would they do differently? Whose answers were that they would study harder and the professors had nothing to do with their decision. Also, they added that there was nothing wrong with the professor's way of teaching, so the service process was developed satisfactorily.
In conclusion, with this result, besides knowing the reasons why English students of the School of Education at the University of Carabobo dropped out English practice 1, 2, 3, and 4, and phonology 1 and 2, we also want this topic to be taken seriously. We suggest that the Department of Modern Languages, together with the English professor and students, recognize that this is a disturbing problem which affects entirely our English specialization. And of course, take action on the matter. In order to reduce the percentage of English students who drop out. So, in this way, our university keeps on getting the best English educators in our country.